Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history, including the athletes and the events and great athletic progress that they made on the date of September 17th for this sports break. But before we get to that, let's make sure you know how to follow the Pigpen on Twitter so you know everything that's going down each and every day on that great social media platform. We are at pigskindispatch.com, or just do a search on Pigpen Sports and they'll both come up. It's a great way to stay in touch with what's going on from the Pigpen and all of our friends. Now let's talk about those great uniform numbers that we're going to talk about for the September 17th sports break. And we have quite a few of them here. Numbers 15, 6, 42, 14, 40, 7, 10, and 5, 34, 16, 44, and number 16, 13, and number 25. It all starts September 17th, 1906, and playing as a man named Sullivan on the scorecard, Columbia University junior Eddie Collins debuted in the major leagues with the Philadelphia A's. Now, that was pretty common back in that era in all of professional sports for amateurs to keep their amateur status by using a false name, but also getting paid to play the games that they loved by using a different name and going and playing as an older person to collect that and then going back to their college playing as their regular name. So that's the way they kept their amateur status. The AAU and other governing bodies soon caught on to that, and it was looked down upon and a lot of slaps on the wrists and disqualifications and things like that. Eddie Collins must have got away with it on that day, at least for a little bit. Now, September 17th, 1912, center fielder Casey Stengel, he ended up breaking into Major League Baseball with the Brooklyn franchise, and he had four singles in a game played on this date, 1912. September 17th, 1917, Pittsburgh baseball legend Honus Wagner retired at the ripe old age of 43 years old. And the Pirates, in turn, retired his number 33 manager's jersey in 1956. Remember, they didn't start wearing uniforms until 1929 and beyond. Some teams in 1929, everybody in the 1930s. So this is a little bit before when he played, is before the numbers. So they used his manager's number of 33, which was retired in 1956. The Flying Dutchman had won 8 National League batting crowns, second only to Ty Cobb's 12 titles at the time, during a 17-year stretch in which he batted over 300 in each season. Quite a ball player, Honus Wagner. September 17th, 1920, the National Football League is born in Canton, Ohio. 12 franchises, should we say, paid $100 each to join the American Professional Football Association, the APFA, and it was renamed the NFL a couple years later in 1922. Now, this is the famous, you know, Ralph Hayes Hupmobile showroom that we've talked quite a bit about on Pigskin Dispatch and some bunch of podcasts on there as well. This is 101 years ago, 102 years running now for the NFL. September 17th, 1928, Boston Braves pitcher Ray Boggs hits 3 batters in 1 inning during his 4th and final major league appearance. It was a 15-5 loss to the Chicago Cubs, and nobody really wanted him on the mound, not the team he was pitching for or the team he was pitching against, taking some beans in the batter's box. September 17, 1931, Boston Red Sox Earl Webb, number 15, set a record with 65 two-basers en route to 67 total doubles on a season. Quite an accomplishment there with those extra base hits. September 17, 1941, St. Louis Cardinals Stan Musial, number 6 on his back, made his major league debut, going 2-for-4 in just a tremendous start to a great major league baseball career. And September 17, 1947, Jackie Robinson, wearing that number 42 that he made so famous, was named Rookie of the Year by the Sporting News magazine. September 17, 1953, Ernie Banks, number 14, became the Chicago Cubs organization's first black player. It's great to have those two names put together in a sequential order here. Jackie Robinson, Ernie Banks, two of the great trailblazers for race and getting into Major League Baseball and all sports. Opened up some great doors. September 17, 1955, future Major League Baseball Hall of Fame Baltimore Orioles number 40, Brooks Robinson, goes 2-for-4 in his very first game in the majors. September 17, 1956, the New York Yankees clinched the organization's 22nd pennant off of number 7, Mickey Mantle's 50th home run of that year. September 17, 1961, the Minnesota football organization's Fran Tarkington, number 10, played his first NFL game against the Chicago Bears, coming off the bench to lead the Vikings to a 37-13 victory, starting that legendary career, also becoming the only quarterback to throw 4 touchdown passes in his first career game. That's quite a feat there to have coming off the bench, throw 4 TDs in a partial game against a very good Chicago Bears defense, normally and traditionally. A big rivalry game. Wasn't so much at that point because Minnesota was just starting off their franchise and Fran Tarkington starting off his brilliant career. Of course, he did get traded to the Giants, played a few years there, and then ended up coming back with Bud Grant. We have a great story that on Pigskin Dispatch under our Bud Grant Do an Earl to Go search. You can do it on Pigskin Dispatch or on jerseydispatch.com. Go in that search box, put in Bud Grant. You'll see a great story on Fran Tarkington there with Bud Grant. September 17, 1964, the New York Yankees' Mickey Mantle, number 7, gets career hits 1999, 2000, 2001, and his 450th home run in a 6-2 victory over the LA Angels at New York's ballpark, the Yankee Stadium. September 17, 1979, the Kansas City Royals' number 5, George Brett, became the 6th Major League Baseball player to have 20 doubles, triples, and home runs in a season. Wow, that's a lot of extra bases. September 17, 1981, Fernando Valenzuela, number 34 of the LA Dodgers, set a National League rookie record with his 8th shutout of the season. Remember that magical season of Fernando Valenzuela with the Dodgers in 1981. Brilliant pitching performance. September 17th, 1984, Dwight Gooden, number 16. Speaking of brilliant pitchers, he tied a record of 32 strikeouts in consecutive games, and 84 was his rookie season. Two good ones on the mound in the National League. September 17, 1984, California Angels slugger Reggie Jackson, number 44, became just the 13th Major League Baseball player to hit 500 career home runs. Sounds weird to say Reggie Jackson, California Angels, but he did play a few years there near the end of his career. September 17, 1996, the LA Dodgers pitcher Hideo Nomo, number 16, tossed a beautiful no-hit performance against the Colorado Rockies. It was a 9-0 Dodgers victory at Coors Field there in the high in the mountains. September 17th, 2000, Dan Marino, the great legend, number 13's jersey, was retired by his former team, the Miami Dolphins. And September 17th, 2004, the San Francisco Giants outfielder Barry Bonds, number 25, hit his 700th career Major League Baseball home run off of San Diego's number 44, a very good one, in Jake Peavy. Quite an accomplishment for Bonds. So that is our sports break, our sports history for this September 17th. Thank you for joining us once again. Remember, in the meantime, you want more sports history? Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and jerseydispatch.com, where all your sports history is there and ready for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history.
Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.